Tonight begins Season 5 of Wisconsin Public Television's Director's Cut, a weekly look at independent movie making in Wisconsin. Tonight's season premiere features some of the directors of the Wisconsin Film Festival, which gets underway next week. Joining us now is Charles Monroe Kane, the host of Director's Cut. Good morning.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning to you.
Season number 5, what should we be looking forward to?
We should be looking forward to every Friday night on Wisconsin Public Television to watch Director's Cut. Because what we do, not only do we do a half-hour interview with the Wisconsin director, but then we show the entire film. These are not Netflix films. You cannot get these films at your local video store. These are very independent Wisconsin films.
That's a good point. Tuning in is about the only way you can see a vast majority of these films, or maybe the only way.
It's the only way. Popcorn night. Or if you know me or some other people that made the film. But pretty much you're it's popcorn night, Friday night, independent film night in Wisconsin.
Okay. What are some movies we can look forward to this season?
One of my favorite ones, which we've already filmed, is really good. It's called The Godfather of Green Bay. It's just this amazing film about this guy who's a drug dealer in Green Bay who does the meanest Macarena I've ever seen, so you can tell it's a comedy. That one's really good. And there's also like more serious things too. There's this great film called This Is My Sister about a man who made a film about a woman with Down syndrome, her life story. It's beautiful, beautiful story. And then we even did a show in a bowling alley where this guy made a film, a heavy metal bowling film. Metal bowling film. I know, it's hard to believe that he made. And we filmed it in a bowling alley. That was pretty fun, too. It's good stuff.
And one important thing to keep in mind is these films are shot in Wisconsin. They're made by people from Wisconsin.
Yes.
But this is definitely homegrown flavor.
Yeah, and there's no way. We're not going to do an Iowa film. No offense to Iowa. I'm just saying. it can be very powerful to realize that all these films are made here.
The season premiere is going to feature the Wisconsin Film Festival. What can we look forward to from the Wisconsin Film Festival this year?
Well, again, the Wisconsin Film Festival shows films from all over the world, but they feature Wisconsin films. I mean, we have 11 filmmakers in a one-hour special, a couple minutes each, and have them on talking. These are really good. I'm not lying. These are really good films. These are films you would want to watch, be excited to watch. A lot of people think, oh, it's a local film. I'll watch it because I have to because my cousin's in it, No. These are really, really, really good films. They're just not distributed by Hollywood distributors.
We're going to take a few seconds now to hear a clip from one of the movies featured at this year's Wisconsin Film Festival, a documentary about former star quarterback Brett Favre and his controversial parting of the ways with the Green Bay Packers. It's called Last Day at Lambeau.
And that was the only time I've ever seen a sort of humanity behind the mask of Ted Thompson. It was tangible that there was a pain on Ted Thompson's face, that there was a confusion, that there was a hurt. And it's not to paint Ted Thompson as the victim here. But he didn't know what to do.
That's a clip from Last Day at Lambeau. Charles, before you go, I wanted to ask you, you've been hosting Director's Cut for 4 seasons now. What are some of your thoughts on Wisconsin filmmaking after having seen so many Wisconsin movies?
A huge takeaway for me is that the films now, coming into our 5th season, are much better than the films in our first season. It's not just because we couldn't find good films. It's because people are seeing them on our show.
And they're finding you.
And they're finding us. Also because of the film festivals featuring these Wisconsin films, people now know there's an infrastructure. People know about getting grants. People know about good actors. People know better about directing, editing, and they know there's a place they can do it. And they see these films on my show. I'm like, I can make a karate film. I live in Superior, and I can make a karate film, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, and it's really cool. And the quality is way, way better than you would think. I would not underestimate the high quality you see of Wisconsin films.
Charles Monroe Kane, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Terry Bell.
Charles Monroe Kane is the host of Wisconsin Public Television's Director's Cut. The season premiere is tonight. And here on Morning Edition, we'll be featuring Director's Cut movies and movie makers throughout Season 5. You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.